And if you haven't guessed it, today's Hot Pipes is a Halloween show, displacing the next in my series of music of the 1940s until next week. I'm Steve Ashley, and I'm here to help you celebrate, or commiserate, depending on your proclivities, this end of October Fright Night. The traditional Russian folk song Dark Eyes, also known as Black Eyes, played by Dick Liebert on a radio transcription disc that was recorded on the Wurlitzer of the broadcast studio of Radio City, New York. The date on that track would have been sometime in the 1940s. From Dark Eyes to Deep Night, a song composed by Rudy Valley and Charlie Henderson in 1929, which is all about love. Deep night, stars in the sky above, moonlight lighting our place of love. Well, the title and style fit the theme, if not the words. Here's Lee Owen, who knew all about love and passion from his years playing for silent movies and the ex-RKO Albee Theatre Wurlitzer in Cincinnati, then in the Emory Theatre of the University of Cincinnati.
Thank you.
The Devil's Gallop was composed by Charles Williams in 1946 and will be familiar to many as music used in numerous films, especially for chase scenes. But its original purpose was for the BBC radio series Dick Barton's Special Agent, which ran for 711 15-minute shows every weekday evening between 1946 and 1951. Here, then, is Nicholas Martin's arrangement on the ex-Odeon Newcastle Wurlitzer in Turner's musical Merry-Go-Round in Northampton. I doubt that Ted Koehler and Harold Arlen foresaw that their 1931 hit, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, would end up in a show of Halloween music. But if the title fits, and by the way, the show from which it came, Rhythmania, was staged in Harlem's Cotton Club, which some considered back then to be demonic. In any event, this is the Barton organ in the Warren Performing Arts Center, Indianapolis, Indiana, in the expert hands of Jelani Eddington. Funeral March of a Marionette, composed by Charles Gounod in 1872, which gained new notoriety when it was chosen as the theme to Alfred Hitchcock Presents, an American TV series that ran from 1955 to 1965. That was a track from the Tales from the Chambers CD, produced by the Trio Con Brio. That's Donna Parker, Jonas Norwell and Martin Ellis, and it featured a large sanctuary pipe organ in the First Methodist Church, Portland, Oregon, along with an assortment of Allen classical and theatre digital organs. One of the original members of that trio was, until his untimely death in 2006 at age 63, Tom Hazleton, who was one of America's top theatre and classical organ specialists. He was also a prolific producer of commercially available recordings, and in 1989 recorded this arrangement of Black Cat Rag on the large Wurlitzer in the Wilcox residence in Gig Harbor, Seattle. Another song that probably wasn't composed with Halloween in mind was That Old Black Magic. Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen wrote it for the 1942 film Star Spangled Rhythm, which featured a rather silly plot and music that has been mostly forgotten. Tom Baker included the film's Greatest Survivor on an LP of the Wurlitzer of the Alabama Theatre, Birmingham, sometime in the late 60s or early 70s. Thank you. I'm going to close today's Hot Pipes with a number composed in 1926 by the great clarinetist Sid Phillips, and its very style evokes the dangers of the night. Here's Louis Mordish, who in addition to being a first-rate organist was also a conductor, arranger and composer, with Night Ride. That's all from me, Steve Ashley, this week. I'll be back with my musical journey through the 1940s in next week's show, but until then, have a safe and sane Halloween. I'll play out with some traditionally spooky music, Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor.